Chapter 21. Verse 3. I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. Verse 4. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth. But she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on. Verse 6. As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. Verse 8. Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. Verse 9. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. Verse 10. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Verse 11. There will be great earthquakes, famines and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Verse 12. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. Verse 13. This will result in your being witnesses to them. Verse 14. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. Verse 15. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Verse 16. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Verse 17. All men will hate you because of me. Verse 18. But not a hair of your head will perish. Verse 19. By standing firm you will gain life. Verse 20. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Verse 21. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. Verse 22. For this is the time of punishment in fulfillment of all that has been written. Verse 23. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. Verse 24. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, moon and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Verse 26. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Verse 27. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Verse 29. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. Verse 30. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Verse 31. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Verse 32. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Verse 33. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Verse 34. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. Verse 35. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.